1-800-449-8686. And now, Phil Hendry.
Time out for part 7 in our 16-part series, Summer Vacation Tips. Joining us from the 5th Annual Summertacular in Western Estates, I should say, is Bobby Dooley and her husband, Steve. And houseboating is a fun idea for families this time of year if you live around a lake or there are houseboats available on a river nearest you. This can be a fun trip, and it can be economical, right, Bobby?
You know, Phil, it can be. There are a few problems. It's funny that you brought this up because Steve and I and two very dear friends of ours, Janice and Ray Greeley, rented a houseboat 3 weeks ago up at Lake Shasta. And we did run into some problems. So before you rent a houseboat, I guess you need to understand lifestyles and lifestyle differences.
In what way?
Well, Steve and I both enjoy sunbathing in the nude. Now, there's nothing sexual about this, and you always have to get that on the table with anybody that doesn't understand nude sunbathing. We've always done that on vacation. We enjoy it. It is completely non-sexual. It is for health purposes. Steve and I are both very cut. We're in good shape. We do a little bit of body sculpting. And so we are in very good shape. We decided to do the houseboat with the Greeleys because we thought it would be fun, a break from the kids. They've got two, we have three, and being away with another couple is a lot of fun.
We're very cut and a lot of shape.
We are. Hold on, Steve.
Is that Steve?
Yes, that's my husband, Steve.
And so he's saying that you guys are in shape and you like to sunbathe nude. I can understand that.
Well, the reason why I bring up the nude sunbathing is this. I told the Greeleys, when we did get to the landing at Newsom's Landing in Lake Shasta, and we got settled, that Steve and I sunbathed nude, and that we would use the front deck near the bow off of the master bedroom to sunbathe in the nude for a few hours a day. And we told them this because we didn't want them to be shocked or upset.
Okay, that's understandable.
All right. So we were thrilled that they weren't shocked, but what started the problem was this. Janice hits me with this. And I can feel my heart racing a little bit. She wanted to know if it would be all right.
Do you need a drink of water or something?
I do, Phil. Could you hold on?
All right, we're talking with the Dooleys about a houseboat they rented with some friends of theirs up at Lake Shasta. Go ahead. You all right?
Yes. I'm fine. I'm fine, Phil. Well, she hit me with this. She said, she asked, would it be all right for her and Ray to sunbathe nude with us as well?
She wanted to know if she and Ray could sunbathe nude.
Yes. Well, I almost felt like I was going to faint. I don't know if you know the feeling, Phil, when the blood literally leaves your head. I had to lie down. We are on the boat, and I'm getting in my suit, and she says, do you mind if Ray and I join you and Steve when you sunbathe nude? And
well, what was upsetting about this? This is not sexual, right?
No, it doesn't have anything to do with sex. You see, I'm very cut. And if you know anything about body sculpting and shaping, Steve and I are very cut. We're fit. I have low body fat. Steve does, too. I mean, the calipers on us are pretty tight. So here's where the problem came in. Janice and Ray are very nice people. We've agreed to socialize with them, even though they're not really our kind of people, either physically or emotionally. And I'll tell you what I mean by that. We socialize with them because Janice has a sister who's high up in the film business. And we thought it would be a good contact if we got any film location shooting at Western Estates. So we put aside the fact that they are, frankly, a little bit overweight. They're really not very pleasant to look at. Janice is probably 140, 145. She's really huge for her height. And her husband, well over 200 pounds. They're not cut.
So you didn't want them nude sunbathing. Why then?
Because
they're overweight?
We felt that...
For them to be nude in front of us...
Steve, I'll do it. That for them to be nude in front of us, it would be difficult for us to look at them.
Well, that sounds, you know, a little...
Well, Phil, we all know what happens to... Do you recall what happened to the poor young ball player this weekend?
Yes, I do.
Steve has heart disease in his family, and even though he had a body scan and he's in good health, I'm terrified that if he sees these people nude, we could be looking at some kind of thrombosis or coronary episode. I mean, they are very big.
So you didn't want these people sunbathing with you nude because they're tough to look at?
I think anybody who's cut, anybody who's into body sculpting, as Steve and I are, if we're supposed to be on vacation, this isn't an education in how frightening, you know, people could...
It's just frightening, Mr. Henry.
All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. You can hear that Bobby and Steve are in the middle of the summer-tacular that is going on now at Western Estates. 1-800-449-8686. So are you telling me you did not allow them to take their suits off? Is that right?
We had them keep their suits on, right. And
so you did not allow two people. Did you ask them permission?
Well, we didn't have to ask them permission, Phil, because we are in very good shape, and I know where you're going with this question.
Well, here's where I'm going with the question. If they have to ask you permission if they can sunbathe nude, why don't you have to ask permission of them?
Because we are cut. And
what do you mean by cut? I don't understand this.
We're in the body sculpting. We got good shape, low body fat.
We have good shape and low body fat. Janice, you know, she said she didn't care what we thought, and that we had no right to tell them.
Well, I agree with that.
Well, I don't agree with that. If we're in good shape and we're cut and we're pleasant to look at, why do we have to get permission? Do you understand what I'm saying?
Well, why do they have to get permission? Because they're not?
Because I think when you are as large as they are, when you are as frightening to look at as they're...
You keep saying frightening. You're friends with them.
But it doesn't mean we take our clothes off around them, and they don't take their clothes off around us. We told them that we would be sunbathing nude, but they can tell that we're in shape. All right? And
so you don't need permission, but they need permission from you.
Yeah, they're very big.
Because they're large. Now, she came out, and you have to hear the rest of the story.
I'm assuming they got nude and they didn't ask permission.
They said that we didn't have any right to tell them, blah, blah, blah. They walk out onto the sun deck without their suits on. I let out a... Steve told me later that I let out some type of...
She screamed.
He told them to put the suits back on right now. They refused. And then I had no choice but to call the Lake Patrol.
All right, here's what I'm saying. You call the Lake Patrol...
So, Phil, sunbathing nude is a big part of Steve and my life. Janice and Ray just wanted to jump on the bandwagon. You see what I'm saying? They just want to jump on the bandwagon. We have been sunbathing nude for at least 4 years. In our backyard, and they want to be on the bandwagon.
What are you calling the Lake Patrol for?
I think there's a big difference between Steve and I, who care about our bodies and who told them right from the get-go we would be nude sunbathing and we're cut, and them not getting our permission without any warning, walking out completely looking frightening. She has the cellulite, her husband...
Go ahead, tell him. Tell him.
What do you want to tell me?
Her husband's not circumcised.
I didn't hear it.
Her husband is not circumcised, and that was absolutely disgusting.
Well, wait. You didn't ask their permission, so you called Lake Patrol, and what happened?
Well, by that point, I grabbed her by the hair, and she grabbed me by mine. We were in a fight. We were pulling each other around the room by our hair. She's much bigger than I am, because I'm cut. I have more upper body strength. The Lake Patrol separated us. They told us they wouldn't file charges. Then they tell us to put our suits back on, and when I told him that Janice was frankly hideous-looking nude, he says to me, and I'm quoting directly, "You're no bargain." Well, again, I feel the blood leave my head, and again, I feel as if I'm going to faint. No one has ever said anything like that to me in my life.
That's really rude, Mr. Henry.
So obviously they're higher gaze up there, which is one more reason why we don't want to go back there. We've demanded our...
Why do they have... All right, let's slow down. They hire gays because the guy didn't think you were any bargain nude.
My wife's very cut and very pert.
I'm in good shape. So for them to say to me, nude, I'm no bargain. Now, we've demanded our money back on the trip. We want the Greeleys to pay damages for our lost revenue.
Are you telling me you filed a civil claim?
No, but we don't have to go to court. We're just demanding it from them.
I thought we were going to talk about a nice vacation.
And I did too, Phil. And this was something that came up in the middle of our summer-tacular. You can hear what fun we're having. I'm cut. So is Steve.
All right, you're cut meaning?
We're physically fit. We're fit. And we look good, dude, to take our clothes off.
But the Greeleys, Phil, when they took their clothes off, I thought I was going to have a low blood sugar episode. I mean, it's that dangerous. Now, I understand that nobody is that ugly nude, but the fact is... We didn't want them to take their suits off. They didn't get our permission. They did anyway. The Lake Patrol comes out. I'm in a hair-pulling match with her, and all because she didn't get my permission.
But again, you didn't get her permission to take your suits off.
We're cut. and we're in very good shape.
We're pleasant to look at. That's the whole point, why you keep asking questions.
The Greeleys, in my opinion, have to pay for the rest of the Western, or the rest of the Western states is going to know about Ray's.
We'll tell about circumcision.
All right. Are we going to... I don't know where to begin with you. Hold on for a minute. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Forgive me for not letting you guys in on this, folks, because we were going to talk... Okay, we can probably not play the music. We don't have to play the music because this is a totally different thing. They go up and go sunbathing nude, and they look good so they can sunbathe nude with their friends, but their friends can't sunbathe nude with them. Why? Because their friends are fat and frightening looking without clothes on. And so Bobby called the Lake Patrol on them. And now they want civil damages. They want them to pay for the thing. They feel like, this is an interesting thing about how, like, can you turn that down, please? Turn it down, Jeff. It's interesting how some people think they can do what they want with life, but other people got to get permission. Bobby and Steve don't have to get permission to take their clothes off on a houseboat, but the Greeleys, who are paying equal rent, do. 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show is back.
I mean, it's a matter, to, in my opinion, of doing what you want to do, what you're entitled to do, okay, but telling other people that they can't sunbathe nude.
Well, I think the Greeleys are in shock. I'm concerned about their children. If the kids have seen them nude, I think it's damaging. I really...
Oh, don't be silly, okay?
Phil, nude sunbathing is done by people... Steve, what would you...
Nude sunbathing is a health regimen that is done by people who are healthy and cut.
And we're very cut. I don't know if anybody listening to your program is aware of what it's like to be cut. And
I got the cut thing, but the Greeleys are too fat to be nude in front of you.
No, Phil, they're too fat to be nude, I think, in front of people until they get themselves in shape.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Shora, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show. Shora?
Ma'am?
Go ahead, dear. You're on the air.
Excuse me, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
You with your cut body,
mm-hmm.
I think you're the sickest
mm-hmm.
woman I've heard on the air for in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, Osama bin Laden also
mm-hmm.
thinks that things in America are wrong because we have freedom.
Mm-hmm.
He's trying to eliminate
mm-hmm.
our freedom, just like he's trying to tell people what they should look like, how they should act,
what country
what
are you
they
from?
Should wear or not.
Are you from Arabia?
No, the lady's from the Ukraine.
God, no, I'm not.
Well, I don't think
I'll
that,
tell you,
you know.
You make me ill.
I'm very cut.
Yeah, and people...
And do you know about weightlifting
oh.
or anything like that?
Oh, honey, I know a lot of stuff about that.
Well, can I ask you a question? Where are you from originally?
I'm from Ukraine.
Ukraine.
That's not the point. The point
well,
is
the
that
women
I
there,
live in place
mm-hmm.
when we had no freedom.
Mm-hmm.
And United States is great because
mm-hmm.
everybody's got their freedom.
That's very
and
good.
And you shouldn't have the right
mm-hmm.
to tell anybody what to do, how to bathe, something,
mm-hmm.
what to eat, or anything.
You are you saying that I'm acting like a communist? Is that what you're saying?
I'm
because
telling
I think
you
that
should
is,
be ashamed of yourself.
That is absolutely wrong. What I'm simply
right.
saying is I have the
I'm
right
telling
to...
telling you, if you're an American,
mm-hmm.
I'm ashamed to be an American.
Don't you think I have the right to tell people whether they can take their clothes
no,
off?
No, but I think you have the right to do what you want to do, and you should never have the right to tell someone else how they should live their life. Who are you, and who gave you the right...
Are you larger than
else.
A... Can I ask you a question? Are you larger than a... is your name Svetlana?
My name is not Svetlana. It doesn't matter what my name is.
Well, I'm calling you
and
by I'm your name.
Great
I'm trying to be...
And I would never tell anybody what they should or shouldn't do.
Are you larger
people
than a size 5?
People should be proud the kind of human beings they are, not how cut they are.
Are you larger than a size 4?
You have nothing upstairs.
No.
All what you have, it's your cuts.
I'm cut. And
did you hear what the lady said? She says you got nothing upstairs.
Well, I guess you mean I'm stupid. Is that right?
That, exactly.
Are you larger
a
than
little a brainless?
Are you larger exactly. than a size 4?
Honey, we're not talking about my size.
Oh, there
and
it is.
No,
Steve.
I'm not
yeah,
larger
figured,
than size 4.
I figured as
how
much.
How about that?
You're not. No, then I've got no problem with you taking your clothes off in front of me.
Honey, I wouldn't take my clothes off in front of you if you paid me, because you don't deserve to have to sunbathe with me or anybody else for that matter.
Well, I think, sure, coming from another country...
please, Phil, don't make me sick.
I just want to say I'm very happy that she said what she said about our great country.
Oh, get you.
Oh, our country is the best place in the world.
I'm a Yankee Doodle Dan.
The freedom that we have,
yes,
no one should have the right to take away from us.
You think you're a Yankee Doodle Dandy or something?
No, I just agree with this fine lady from another country who is... What do you mean, Yankee Doodle Dandy?
You think you're George M. Cohen or something?
We're just simply saying, if you're bigger than a 4, you better not see the clothes hit the floor. If you're bigger than an 8, then you better...
Okay.
Who gave you the right or permission to tell somebody what they should look like, how they should sunbathe, what they should eat, what they should read, and how should they raise their children?
You
concentrate on your life, and if those friends are not good enough for you, get yourself another friend.
Well, many of you Eastern Europeans...
If you're lucky enough that somebody wants to be your friend...
You know, sure. Would you do me a favor?
Have
just
a good day.
Would you simply say these words, children of the night, listen to the beautiful music they make. Oh, God.
What's that supposed to mean?
Sound like Bela Lugosi.
So what are we going to get here now? Smartasses from the two-cut people?
Oh, my God. I'm an American, and you let a woman hailing from a communist nation tell me that I have no right.
You got every right you got in the world, but you can't tell somebody else they can't get nude. 1-800-449-8686. Denise, go ahead.
I just want to tell this woman.
Mm-hmm.
Is it Mrs. Dooley?
My name's Bobby Dooley, yes.
Bobby.
Mm-hmm.
Get a life.
I've got a life.
I'm from America.
I got a great life.
You know what?
Yeah.
You agreed to go on this vacation.
Mm-hmm.
You were using these people because you wanted something out of it.
No, that is not true.
Yes, it is.
Well,
you said that the lady is related to somebody in the film business.
Yep, these were people you wouldn't particularly hang out with. You agreed to pay half the cost. You took your clothes off. If you didn't like what this woman or her husband looked like, all you had to do was turn the other cheek. You have no right to sit there and say, well, I'm beautiful.
Well, how rude.
I'm married to a bodybuilder. I know what a beautiful body is. And everybody's... Oh, that's cute.
That was really nice.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, you're sorry. Burping in somebody's ear.
That's really great while you're live on a national radio broadcast.
That really goes to show your class, lady. You have none. Get a life. You want to sunbathe nude? Do it alone, because these people probably didn't want to look at you either.
I don't think so. Otherwise, why would they ask to join us? And they saw, they know how cut I am. Okay?
You are really stuck on yourself.
No, I'm not stuck on myself.
No, you're really stuck on yourself.
Just because you're married to someone that pumps steroids.
That's a very serious... That's a very...
I'll let him answer that.
But she's on steroids.
Hi. Hello?
Yes.
You're
a bodybuilder?
Hello?
You're a bodybuilder?
I used to be, and I'm very healthy now, and I competed. Hello?
Mm-hmm. I'm here.
I stay healthy. Very healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Dare I? No, absolutely not. But I know one thing.
Well, you know.
What matters in life isn't...
Mm-hmm.
Can I finish?
I'm listening to you.
You're saying every time the guy tries to say something.
What matters in this great world is humanity. You have no sense of humanity.
Let me finish. I'm supposed to sit there and look at these two beasts.
Listen. Could you please listen to me?
Mm-hmm.
Now, what happens if you unfortunately have a horrendous accident to where you can't get cut anymore?
Mm-hmm.
And you can't exercise anymore, and you get soft, and you gain weight, which happens to most people, with the exception of Cher, after the age of 50. It's a gradual process. What happens to you if that were to happen, cut friends are going to look at you like a fat idiot,
which you obviously are. If you have steroids in your system, your testicles will turn into raisins.
That's what I read in a book.
All right. Thanks for 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Bobby and Steve Dooley went sunbathing nude. They feel like they have the right because they're cut, but fat people, especially their friends.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
All right, we're back with the Dooleys from Western Estates. And this is part six in our 17-part series, Summer Vacation Tips. All right. Mr. and Mrs. Dooley, you you were sunbathing nude in front of some friends of yours on a houseboat. And you told them that you were going to sunbathe nude. Is that correct?
Yes, that's the story.
I need to recap it for the audience. Your friends are too fat. You didn't want them taking their clothes off. You got into a fight with the woman. Am I right about that?
You know something, Phil? She wouldn't put her clothes back on. I grabbed her by her hair. She grabbed me by my hair first. And then I grabbed her hair, and that's when we started swinging each other around the room.
With no clothes on.
I was sunbathing nude, I told them, but she's a big fat woman pulling me around the room, and then the lake patrol shows up, and the first thing they see, of course, and oh my God, aren't I proud of this, the first thing they see is Janice's big fat rear end sweeping by the door of the master bedroom. Now, let me tell you what we've decided to do. I told the Greeleys that we will pick up the cost of the houseboat, the lost deposit.
We lost our deposit, Mr. Henry.
Why?
Because we left early. So we're picking up the cost of the houseboat, the lost deposit, and the cleaning charge, and we really shouldn't. And that's a total of $3,500 for the week. But, and there's a proviso.
Okay, so is this something you've worked out with them?
This is what I've told them is going to happen. They're not working anything out. I told them. I will pick up the cost of the houseboat, but the two of you are going to have to lose 50 pounds each before the summer cruise, which takes place in August. We're going to the Caribbean, the entire Western Estates Homeowners Association and the council, and they can take it or leave it because I am sick of this. I've been humiliated.
So now you've gone from telling these people that they can't sunbathe nude in front of you, and now you've gone from telling them they have to lose 50 pounds by the...
It's a trade-off.
They have to lose 50 pounds each by the summer cruise.
It's a trade-off, Mr. Henry. I think it's very fair.
I think it's more than fair. I think it's more than fair from what we've been put through. The Lake Patrol comes out, and...
I got to tell you must have been mortified, both of you. Like two children pulling each other's hair, stark naked in front of a Lake Patrol guy.
He got his jollies.
Oh, he's an alcoholic. He was getting his jollies.
Well, you know something? I would watch what you say about people from this point forward. And again, you're making a demand on them. Our number is 1-800-449-8686 on the Phil Hendry Show. If you just joined us, Bobby and Steve Dooley are with us. They were sunbathing nude in front of some friends. Their friends asked if they could join them. They said no because they're too fat. They did it anyway. Then there was a fight that broke out. And these are two really good friends of yours, so you said. And now you're going to be going to the, on a cruise, and they have to lose 50 pounds.
Yes, they do, Phil, because you know something? We've invited members of the city council and the Western States cruise. I'll be damned if those two beasts are getting on that cruise, making a...
Boy, for friends of yours, you sure do talk about them as if they're lower than low.
They stabbed us in the back. We called the Lake Patrol out. My wife's nude in front of the man.
Yes, and I'll tell you something, Phil. Being cut, which I'm very cut, being in shape, which I am very in shape, is nothing to be jealous of. You can do it. And I told Janice and Ray, if they're listening, Steve and I are actually right now in the weight room at Western Estates. And, Steve, what are you going to do right now?
If I could, Mr. Henry, I'm going to demonstrate. Just doing some basic chest pressing. Just doing some barbell work with the chest. Because I'm trying to get my chest good.
Now, Steve is going to be on his back working the chest, the lats, the deltoids, and the triceps. And just go ahead, Steve.
How are you doing?
All right, wait a minute, guys.
Just hold on.
Yeah.
Now, what he's doing, Phil, is he's exhaling as he pushes up, inhales, they come down. Push, Steve, go. You can do one more. One more for the core.
What is he doing?
This is weight training. And
it sounds like he's in pain.
Yeah.
No, it is exhalation of air, sucking in.
Is he all right?
He's fine. What he's doing is he's really giving it a go. You ought to see his chest. His chest Steve, hold on. The chest and the arms.
I got a big bicep.
Let's do bicep work. Here we go. This is how you get cut, Phil.
What, you know something? It sounds to me like a guy that's in the bathroom or something.
No, it's the...
Ow! All right, so this is weightlifting.
This is weightlifting, Phil. This is body sculpting. This is what happens when you care about yourself. And this is what happens when you care about yourself so much that you look good, you can sunbathe in the nude, and your friends, who are huge, are going to be jealous to the point where they call the lake patrol on you.
Well, I don't think that that was the case. They simply wanted to get naked because they saw you sunbathing and maybe they wanted to be like you.
I don't think so. Why else would they call the lake patrol? Why else would they do something that no one's ever done before, get up into my grill and say, well, I'm taking my clothes off too.
That doesn't sound to me like a guy weight training. It sounds like a guy who's getting injured.
No, he's fine.
Jesus. Is he really a... Maybe the Greeleys are happy with their bodies.
No. You know why they're not happy with their bodies? Because they looked at us with jealousy.
Well, it sounds like he's pulling a muscle or he's straining something or he's popping something. Doesn't sound healthy.
No, he's... Phil, I'm the one that's cut, not you. Large.
Why does he say large?
That's what he wants to be. He wants to be large. I gotta hit me. I felt so.
Okay, hold on, Bobby. I want to thank you very much because we do have to take a break here for coming on the program. I know that you were in the middle of your summer-tacular and all of the planning that went into that.
Well, again, what we're telling the Greeleys is this, and it's very simple, and I want everybody out there to hear me because I don't want to be misunderstood. We're simply asking Janice and Ray to lose 50 pounds, and then they're welcome on our cruise because we're going to be in a lot of bathing suits out there. And I think this is something you can all do for friends of yours. Don't allow them around you until they lose weight. I think that's really, really helpful. I think it
doesn't that give them a bad self-image?
No. I think if you really love someone who's fat, you don't let them anywhere near you until they've dropped an acceptable amount of weight. And when you do that, you can say, you're a good friend. I'm Bobby Dooley with this week's tips for summer vacations. Oh!
We'll be right back.